Patreon Saturdays. We're going to go fast today. We have an announcement, me and Kim. We're doing another live show at City Winery, April 18th. Get your tickets. Kim is rewifing. She watches episode 4 and has some Danielle Staub revelations. We talk more about Kim G, Cop Without a Badge. We talk more about all this current stuff coming out about the Gorgas, Teresa, Luis. There is so much to cover. Here are some clips, and then head on over to Patreon. Happy freaking Saturday.
Hey. We have a lot to talk about, David. Woof, woof, woof.
Speaking of which, before we even get into it, also, we have an announcement. Speaking of your fashion show, we have another announcement, Kim. First of all, for everybody who came to our live podcast last year, who loved it, we have some news. We are doing another live podcast at City Winery, April 18th. Tickets are, keep checking the City Winery website. Tickets are going to go on sale within 2 weeks, I believe. Let's begin with, can we just begin with something ridiculous before we get into the meat and potatoes?
I would love that.
Teresa, because I mean, people are taught, this is actually now a thing, if you can believe it. Teresa's, you know, this whole bullshit that she's going to move to Los Angeles. What do you say about this? You actually believe this? I think, well, you do.
She would like to move in 4 years. A lot happens in 4 years. 4 years, long time. Relax. She's staying for a while. She's staying. Do you understand? But Teresa, that's what did this. Not the thing. She'll never get over that they came on, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what this is about. What right now, what she's doing, it's about she found Luis. She don't need them anymore. And now I'm coming for you. You came for me. Now I'm coming for you. That's what it's about. I'm telling you.
And no, there's nothing else about Teresa, but there's a lot more about Melissa again.
Yes. It is. It's like they are coming for her, locked and loaded. Every single person is coming out of the woodwork to talk about her non-existent character. That's the only way I can put it. They're basically just saying she has zero character. She has zero loyalty. I did call her on the stage the best liar I know. When I did the last reunion, I said, Melissa, you are by far the best liar I ever met. She does lie with a straight face. She really is the best liar I ever met. I've seen some good liars, nobody like her. Let me talk about something that I know and then we can get back.
Go ahead.
It's all over the news now about when the first Envy, Jackie owned Envy and Melissa.
With that short blonde hair.
Yes. So Jackie owned it. Melissa had a piece of it. Whatever. She was banging that credit card out for everything personally. That was supposed to be a company credit card. This is Melissa. So Jackie really had it. Melissa wasn't listening. So Jackie meets with someone that I know and says, I want out. So of course it hits my little ears. Me and Jackie and Jacqueline go to Novelli restaurant and we have a sit down luncheon. And I said, Jackie, why don't you just take the stuff out of the store and bring it by me? We'll have a big sale. The Gorgas did the same thing to the guys, the investors of the restaurant. Remember, their storyline was opening up an Italian restaurant.
I remember they had a restaurant.
They did the same thing to them. Jacqueline said, I'm far from some. They were calling the Gorga people were calling Jacqueline thirsty for coming out. Jacqueline's far from thirsty. Okay. That's number one. Number two, Jacqueline said, I'm thirsty. I was asked to do the Morocco trip and I declined it because I don't have enough 24-hour care for my son. So like you people, you're picking on the wrong girl with Jacqueline. Okay, this is the real deal. She's a sweet, kind person. She has her hands full in a good way with her beautiful son. How dare you? Like, you're sticking up for people like the Gorgas against Jacqueline because she's telling the truth. This is why a lot of people don't even come out and tell the truth, because then they get these wackos coming at them. And Jacqueline is the least thirsty person I've ever met in my life. And the most down to earth, sweet, nice, salt of the earth person. So all you people coming at her, stop. You're making fools out of yourself, because everyone knows it's not true. That supposedly she had hit all Nick's likes on throughout the years.
It's weird.
This is only the beginning. You know that, because people are talking this much now. Wait until the show airs and then it hits more in a reunion. Oh my God. Listen to me, David. Everyone's, and I keep harassing poor David. I am harassing him about this. Everyone's DMing me. They go,
Kim, you are stressing me out.
I know. February 7th.
Jesus Christ.
Let me just tell everyone what David's doing to me. I'm stressing his out. Okay.
Yeah, you're stressing me out.
Okay. I have over 100 and something people coming to a fashion show on February 8th. I'm watching Premier Housewives on the 7th. That morning of my fashion show, this Kumasi Kian pain in the ass here, I'm doing the podcast the morning of my fashion show. Okay. But I'm stressing him out.
If I am alive. If I am physically...
You're going to be alive.
You don't know that for sure.
I do know that. You will be alive and you will be bells on dancing with me at my show.
Dear God.
Right.
And the reason our live show is going to be... our live show was great last time, but this time it's going to be during the season, people. So
in person, we
can dish about that week's episode with Kim and David. Like, if this is during the season, the gods have descended upon us from City Winery, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, see this? This is the black and blue. I had a little filler. So if anybody's wondering...
I see it now.
Yeah. No, it is what... I don't care. I got a little filler before my show. I mean, you know, I do what I got to do. No facelift. Maybe you don't think I need it. I don't get a facelift, but I do a little filler on Botox. What am I going to tell you?
You and me both. Just get fall down drunk, guys. Kim gets...
No,
I do. You get pretty fall down. You get fall down.
Listen.
It's okay. No judgment, girl.
Gives a shit. I don't care if I fall down, but let me tell you, I fell off the chair at mass shows. That was my worst, falling off the chair, because there was no back to the chair.
That's why you got kicked out.
Thank God I didn't crack my head up. We didn't get kicked out. We were asked to calm down, and then we finally left, but we did not get kicked out. We didn't get kicked out.
Sweetheart.
Helena got kicked out for falling down the stairs.
Yes, I did not. She got kicked out for falling down the stairs. And then you didn't get kicked off for falling off the chair backwards and almost cracking your head. You got kicked out. You got kicked out for going up to the woman singing and touched the mic. That's why you got kicked out. You might think, Kim, you were... Okay, so they didn't physically grab your arm.
They asked us to come. Yeah, can you please calm her down? They know me very well.
We've been there 100 times since. But that particular night, they said, we enjoy you guys. Here's your bill. Someone has to put a credit card down. And then we, you know, kindly asked that, you know, maybe it's time to move on. That's called getting kicked out.
This is true. Okay, I'm gonna agree with that.
Telling you, they were like, they're Melissa's own words in her book.
Yeah. I never witnessed Joe being violent in my eyes to Melissa. He was violent to me, put up his fist, but I have watched episodes where he threw her aside. He threw her aside at the christening, and he threw her aside when him and Joe fought at that that place where they all went to try to make up. I've seen on tape him throwing her aside. So, you know, I don't know what else to say about it. I witnessed his fist go into my face and her grabbing his arm. So I don't know. And I heard there was a lot of stuff going on in that house, you know, when he was younger. I don't know. Because like you said, I hate to talk about this, but Teresa, the reason why I flip the chair and I walk away is this. Teresa comes walking in with her drink, okay? With the girls.
This I remember.
And she puts the drink down. I can see everything. I'm a street girl. I know. I watch her looking at the drink, looking at me, looking at the drink. I go, this piece of garbage, and she called me that night. She thinks she's going to throw this drink at me. She's out of her mind. So finally I said, let me tell you something, Teresa. You pick up that drink and you do that with me. I said, that's the last thing you're going to do. You'll be arrested again. I'm not going to tolerate that. Okay. Now the book comes to light. Jacqueline says to Danielle, the book is saying,
cop without a badge.
That you kidnapped, that you did this, that you did that, that you did this. You know, somebody was pistol whipped, all this kind of stuff. Danielle in the beginning was kind of denying it. And then you see her sitting across the table from some guy saying, I was a young girl. That was my boyfriend. He was involved in these things. I was young. I'm a mother now. Why are they doing this to me? Isn't that kind of the pot calling the kettle black, knowing what we know about Caroline's father-in-law? Like, I don't want to bring it up. I don't like bringing these things up. But when I watch things like this,
what do you mean Caroline's father-in-law?
Well, he was stuffed in a trunk with his genitals cut off and put in his mouth. Like, where do you get off terrorizing this girl like this? I don't like it. The more I watch it, I don't like what they did to her. I don't want any issues with Danielle. I really don't. But So now,
do you maybe regret anything you did at any of the reunions?
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to her. It was all in her head.
I didn't do anything to her.
She kept thinking that I set her up at my fashion show. Now that was a direct thing to Teresa. That was disrespectful to Teresa. So that's when Teresa and her started beefing, and she tried calling Teresa and Teresa hung up on her. I would be just as mad. So see what she does wrong. See what she does. She carries on. She her head flips around like The Exorcist. She disrespected Teresa, and that's what got that ball rolling. And so that's what happened between Teresa and Danielle. That's when Teresa flipped on her.
Anything else with Kim G? I mean, we talked Kim G last week, so how about another Kim G story? And we talk more about Danielle and Cop Without a Badge. I mean, Kim is rewifing. We are now at episode 4 of RHONJ. We talk more about our live show. We talk more about Rachel Fuda. Kim has more information, more on current Gorga stuff, more on current Teresa and Luis stuff. We do current, we do past, we do it all. Head on over to Patreon. Guys, if you are not on Patreon, you know you're going to be on February 7th when Kim starts recapping this current season. So just bite the bullet. We welcome you all. We love you all. For everyone who already listens, you know what time it is. Patreon Saturdays.